Ein Sein.
Oh, lach mal an, jo, wie ich geh so. Kiho lach mal. Like this bread. Kiho lach mal, like this bread. Is there such a gears in that God? The Chayre gears azu, move and yoise, kiloi matzush anu oichlum, inana matzush oichlum, sin ibn Mitzray. Right. In other words, it's more meduyah kehal. And holach ma'anyo the ochel of a son of Mitzrayim. It's not this matzah. It's like this matzah. So it's kehal ma'anyo. So there is such a girsa in the Haggadah kehal lachma. And lechayra, the fib shat that's more understood that girsa. Upiyosh chasam soifer ma'achar shochiak shoteva zeh yecholim. Loimar gama kavonis advarim, v'loy rak advar haniglu l'ayin bulvad. Right. Im kein ish l'forish da kavonah kan ena la matzis haniglu isleinein v'shano omim halachmo rak al kavonis advarim. So Chacham Sofer says, so why don't we say kiho? Why do we say holachma? It's not this bread. So he says, because we're not talking about the physical matzahs, we're talking about the kavanah behind the matzahs. And in that, it's actually not kia holachmanya, it's mamash holachmanya. This same kavanah. So I understood from what the Chacham Sofer is saying, al shrim shalu hispik b'tegim shalav v'seinu l'achmitz ad shenigil aleim melech malchim lochim. We say, why do we eat this matzah? Because the bread couldn't rise before the Ribbono Shel Olam was niglet to us and we didn't have time. Vim kein ish lakshas ma kavanah b'oisin ha-matzah shum stav b'nei sol b'mitzrayim. Right, a well-known kasha. If we're saying the reason for the matzah is because it didn't have time to rise and we had to leave Mitzrayim, so then what was the reason for the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim? The pasuk says the erev toichlu matzahs. So it was a tzivoy for them to eat matzah before they left, right? When they're eating the Korban Pesach, it's a separate mitzvah besides the Korban Pesach, which we'll get to in the Gemara eventually, the very, very end of the Masechta. The reason of the chippazin wasn't shayach yet, because they didn't go out yet. So we're saying this is the reason for matzah. So then why did they eat matzah? How can we say that the reason for eating the matzah is because of what happened afterwards? The reason we eat matzah, if you look at the Gemara at the end of Arbet Pesachim, if you hold, which is how we paskin, that the mitzvah of eating matzah is d'oraisa, which means it's not dependent on the Korban Pesach, which is how we hold by motor. We hold motors to our bonnet because it's only with the Korban Pesach. So how do you know matzah is the rice of the manazeh? Because besides the pasuk that says al matzah samavarim yochlu, which means eat the matzah in the morning with the Korban Pesach, besides that there's a separate pasuk of erev toichlu matzahs. That's where Rava learns it out from, that's a separate mitzvah of the rice called eating matzah, which is not connected to the Korban Pesach. So the whole matzah we're eating nowadays, if we hold it to the rice, is from the pasuk of erev toichlu matzahs. That pasuk was said before the whole chippazim. So how is it that we're just saying in the Haggadah that the reason matzah zu shan oichlim is because they had to rush out? But it really comes from before that. There's a few different Malcolm to answer this kasha, by the way. A lot of people deal with this kasha. A lot of Mefarshim deal with this kasha. But what he's saying here is like this. Ki b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim oichlim matzah mitoich emunah b'zeh sheyetzu b'chippazim. Saying that Chacham Sofer says it's not the matzah, physical matzah we're referring to, it's the inyan behind the matzah. The kavanas advarim, Chacham Sofer says. So he's teaching it up like this. It means is that it's true. We're saying that God, it's because of the chippazon. Hashem gave them the mitzvah even before. So he's saying, obviously, to Bnei Yisrael, the Amunah was so clear to them. They had such a clarity that the Bon Shem is telling us the matzahs is for a reason, and it's all gonna happen the way the Bon Shem said it's going to happen. And so their Amunah was so clear to them, it was as if it happened already. The Amunah was so powerful, it was so obvious. Yeah, it's such bebehiris to the point that they ate the matzah. Also for the reason of Yitzchus and Mechipazin. Also for that reason. That Torah Munah Hashem, that this is what's going to be.
They mean that they...
Even though it didn't happen yet.
They were getting themselves used to eating...
Even though it didn't actually transpire.
They were getting themselves used to eating matzah because they knew that they were going to go out fast.
No, Hashem gave them the tzivoy now.
Yeah.
And they understood from that that this is connected to us going out Mechipazin. And even though we didn't go out to Mechipazin yet, even though we didn't do it yet, the Amunah was so clear that the Amunah Hashem was so, it was so clear to them. It was kilu what happened already. That they had such a Amunah in what was going to happen.
But Hashem told us to eat the matzah.
Yeah, right. But they ate it with that kavana. Yeah, they eat the matzah. But we're saying the matzah is for the reasons of Chippozim, and they hadn't gone through the Chippozim yet. So he's saying that the pshat is that they had such a clarity of Amunah that they ate it with that das, with that kavana. And that's why he's saying Lufidus, that's why you can say Holach Manya and not Ki Holach Manya. Because you're saying it's not the exact matzahs. It's the Amunah that the matzahs represent, that they signify, that is Holach Manya. It's the same exact thing we're doing now. It's not Ki Holach Manya. Yeah. Yeah, stop here.